Hello everyone and welcome to Podcast by Dr. Dad. This is your host, Dr. Gaurav Nigam, pediatrician, and today we are going to talk about something very important. We mostly ignore that, and the topic today is empathy. Now, empathy isn't just for the Hallmark card aisle, you know, or those tearjerker movies. It's a crucial skill that can make the world a better place, starting right from childhood. So buckle up and get ready to laugh and learn, because we are about to embark on a journey through the land of feelings and understanding. But first, let's get nerdy for a moment and talk about this. Empathy isn't just some touchy-feely concept. It's backed by science. Researchers at Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Sciences in Leipzig, Germany, have been poking around the brain to see what makes us tick. And guess what? Turns out, empathy isn't just in our hearts. It's in our heads too. They have discovered that when we feel empathy, our brains light up like a Christmas tree, especially in areas responsible for understanding other people's emotions. So basically, empathy is like a brain fireworks. Who knew understanding feelings could be so flashy, right? Now you might be wondering, but Dr. Gaurav Nigam, how do we even turn our little ankle biters into empathy superheroes? Well, fear not, dear listeners, because I have got some top secret, highly classified tips here just for you. Tip number one, lead by example, like for almost every lesson that we want to teach to our children. Lead by example. Kids are like these tiny sponges, soaking up everything around them, including your actions. So if you want your kiddos to be empathy champs, show them what it looks like, whether it's comforting a friend or helping a neighbor. Let them see your empathy superpowers in action. And believe me, they will want to copy that. Number two, encourage perspective taking. Now, I'm not talking about putting on a pair of tiny glasses and pretending to be someone else. No, not at all. Although, that would be adorable, right? I am talking about helping kids see things from another perspective, from different point of view. Like, how would you feel if someone did that to you? It's like giving their empathy muscles a little workout. And last but not the least, number three, practice gratitude. I know it's everywhere these days, people talking about gratitude, but it is one of the most important things that we need to teach our young ones. Research from the Greater Good Science Center at University of California, Berkeley, shows that gratitude and empathy go together like peanut butter and jelly, the old classic PBJ. By helping kids appreciate the little things in life, they are more likely to empathize with others' experiences. So bust out those thank you notes and be grateful. Just get grateful out there. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. But before we part ways, let's recap our journey through the land of empathy. We learned that empathy isn't just a fuzzy feeling. It's a superpower. Superpower that's rooted in science. By leading by example, encouraging perspective taking, and practicing gratitude, we can raise a generation of empathetic superheroes. Until next time, keep laughing, keep loving, and never underestimate the power of a good tickle. This is Dr. Gaurav Nigam signing off. Stay empathetic, my friends. I hope you have a very, very, very amazing life.